There's a Medrash Tanchuma that the Torah calls the Mishkan, Mishkan Ha'edus. So the Medrash discusses why is it called Mishkan Ha'edus? Some places it's called Mishkan, Mishkan Hashem. Omer Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Ein Edus Elo Torah. Edus refers to Torah. That's what Edus. It says, Sata Ba'oran Eso Edus. So it says, Torah is like made, that which is written in it is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is referred to as Edus, testimony. Shinema, Elo Edus Vahachukim Vahamishpotim. Moshel Lemelech Shohoi Soloi Bas. So Chazal compared this to a king, a moshel of a king who had a daughter. Ubonalo Paltirin. He built her a beautiful palace. V'hishiva lifnim b'shiva heicholim. He made seven, halls that you have to go through each one of those halls in order to get to her cheder, which was inside. And he let it be known. Hoitzi Shem, he let out a whole announcement. Kol mi sheikones al biti. Anyone who comes in, all the way in through these seven hallways it seems from later, to insult, to be mevaze, to be disrespectful to my daughter, ki ilu hu nichnas olai, to be disrespectful to me, and as he's married in me, kach shnei, that's what he says, that's what it's a moshel, kach shnei shemos nikru la mishkon. The Mishkan too was called by two names: Mishkan Ha'edus, Zu Torah. Uvamakir Acher lifnei Mishkan Hashem. It says. So he says, what does that mean? Omra Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's as if Hakodesh Baruch Hu said, "Imbiza Odem Es Biti." If someone is going to come and be mevazeh my daughter, it's keilu they mevazeh me. Im nichnas Odem lebeis haKnesses, ubiza es Torosi. That the nimshal is, if a person enters the Beis HaKnesses, where the Torah is, and is mevaze my Torah, ki'ilu olo ubizo es kivoidi, as if he went up to Shemayim, and he was mevaze the covet of Hashem. So, it's the marshal, there's a marshal here to this situation. The Chazal wanted to convey, the Torah is called Mishkan Ha'edus, and Mishkan Hashem. And the idea is that if you nichnas into the Mishkan Hashem to be mavaze the Edus, the Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if you were mevaze him. This is the moshel that Chazal gave, that just like the Melech said, if you mevaze my daughter, it's as if you mevaze me. So too, if you mevaze the Torah, it's as if you mevaze HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what I find a little bit strange is that the moshel is a little bit, and even in the Nimshal when he says it out, the Moshel is packed with some additional information. He says a Moshel a Melech who made a special place, a special palace for his daughter. Already he's not saying just, you mevaza my daughter, it's like you mevaza me. Start up with my daughter, it's like you're starting up with me. You know, disrespect my daughter, it's like you disrespect me. No, he made this special palace for her. And not Stama Palace, you go to the palace to disrespect her. But he made Sheva Hecholos. He made seven long distance, I assume, a Hechol is a big hall, is a place that you have to go through in order to get to be Mevazer, the daughter. So he says like this, if you do that, and you Mevazer my daughter, then that's considered like you Mevazer me, and I guess the consequences will be... what consequences are. Fine. And that's compared to Klal Yisrael, who what? It says, Im nichnas odem beis haKnesses, ubiza es Torosi. Doesn't talk about biza es Torosi stam, you mevaza my Torah. But you know, you nichnas the beis haKnesses, and you mevaza the Torah, which is comparable to going into those seven hecholos. That's the moshel. Ki'ilu olo, not ki'ilu you mevaza Hashem, but ki'ilu olo, I assume that means, as if you went up to Shemayim, to be Mevaz Hashem. Very strange conversation going on over here. That the Moshel is not to Mevaz my daughter, it's Mevaz me. Mevaza by Torah, it's mevaza me. No. It's going through this palace with the Sheva Hecholos to get to my daughter. You're going to such an extent to be mevaza me, then to be mevaza my daughter, then that's considered. I warn you. He sent out a cruise that, I warn you, that's like mevaza me. And the same thing, if you come into the Beis HaKnesses and mevaza the Torah, it's as if, not you were mevaza me, but it's as if you went up to Shamayim, ke'ilu olo ubiza es kevoidi. The truth is, it's very, very, very strange. But it sounds like that the situation is not stam a normal. You know, sometimes a person does something, makes a mistake. You know, you met the daughter of the melech, and you weren't exactly so respectful. You weren't paying attention to the proper protocol, etiquette. You mavazir. So that's like the melech is willing to be moichel. But when the melech set up his daughter in a matzav of such protection to make sure that no one comes in a mavazir, and somebody goes through all of these steps in order to get through the hecholos one and again is mavazir the daughter, that's something that's intolerable. That I can't tolerate. And that's considered, Chazal say, that's considered in the Moshul as if you mamish were mavaza me, because you went to such extreme to be mavaza my daughter. That I take personally. You know, happened by an accident, one thing, but to such an extreme, you went through so much, and that's what you do. I can't. And the same thing, nichnas the beis hakneses ubizo esterosi. Person sometimes, you know, we don't learn. Okay, so it says, Chazal say, Mefurish, Dvarasem Bozo. What's the posuk? It's a posuk in Dvorim. He was Mevazah the Dvar Hashem. That refers to Mishahoyo Yochol Lasek Bat Torah Ve'ino Oisek. He could have been learning and he didn't. He could have been Oisek Bat Torah and he didn't. That's Dvar Hashem Bozo. Okay, that's serious. That's Bizoya Torah. But it seems this takes it a step further. He's nichnas abeis hakneses ubiza es torosi. It's ki'ilu olo ubiza es kvoidi. As if he went up to Shemayim. In other words, when if it happens, I'm all, so it happens. I couldn't learn. But I come to the beis hakneses. I sit myself down. I come close. I go through the effort. I pull myself out of bed in the morning. I'm sacrificing, and so many people sacrifice to spend their time in the Beis HaKnesses, in the Beis HaMedrash, and it's the expense of many things, and I lose other opportunities, and maybe it costs me money, and I give up, I sacrifice certain pleasures and enjoyments and sports that I could participate in or that I could deal with and so forth and so on. But Lamaisa, I'm here. You went so far, and you're not learning, and you're mevaza the Torah, and it's yochol lasek v'torah v'en oisek. That seems to be, to go to that extreme, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if you went up to Shamayim to be mevaza HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. I know it's the words are a little bit harsh, but I think we live in a generation where there's a certain degree of bizui haTorah that comes from how many efforts we make to get closer to the Torah. In a certain sense, we're living in a world where it would seem there are more efforts to get closer to Torah than ever before, more people sitting and learning than in pre-war Europe, for sure. No question. Here, Eretz Yisrael, the numbers are staggering. Baruch Hashem, Kein Yirbu. And even amongst Balabatim, there's so much shiurim, and they have now the Torah Anytime and Kol Aloshon and all kinds of apps and websites, and people are listening, people are learning, people are watching, people are doing. It's tremendous. There's so much effort that's being put in. But sometimes, because I put in so much effort, and I'm not doing the ultimate. It's yochol asik b'toyra ve'ino oisik. Maybe it could have been more asik. Asik is it like a business, like an involvement. Asik is not lilmoid and lasik are two different things. We make a brocha lasik b'divrei Torah. I'm involved. I'm engaged. I concentrate. I work at it. It's serious. It puts in effort. It's commitment. It's sweat. It's concentration. It's amelus. It's hasmoda. And if that's lacking, sometimes, because of all the efforts I put in, and all those efforts, just to end up with a bizui, that bizui is a very, very, very serious level of bizui, maybe more than if I wasn't so. I'm really afraid to talk like this, but I think we have to be extra careful. Today, us, the world, that with all the efforts we put in, we shouldn't be that we put in all of these efforts all to be mavaza. It's like a greater bizui. I put in so much, I went through so much, and I'm mavaza? That's a bizui. And I think, therefore, we have to strengthen, especially in times like this, the schus ha-teira is megin u-matzil. If there's a tzara going on with Klal Yisrael, if there are thousands, I don't know the numbers of Jews, that their lives are mamish, literally in danger, and if there's a broader danger of crazy people doing things that are just beyond the comprehension of the world, we can't even relate to the insanity, and these we need schusim. The schus ha-Torah is the greatest schus. The Torah is megin, it shields umatzil and saves from all sorrows. I think that we have to make an extra effort to be mechazik in the esek haTorah, not cholila to reach a level of bizui, which is very, very even beyond stam not learning, but adarabba, to use everything that we have to bring us to a greater sense of esek haTorah, deeper sense, and that could be a schus for Acheinu Bnei Yisrael, for us, for our families, and for all of the Eden and Klal Yisrael that today are in such precarious and dangerous situations.